Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:37 Monday morning, and we need interns. We need people to come work here.
Yeah.
We pay. Don't worry. I mean, it's not a lot, but, you know, enough to really motivate you to get up at 3 in the morning. It's going to be great. It's a really fun job. You'll learn a ton. You know, our other interns seem to really like it, but they have to go back to school, or so they tell us. Send an email, letter, cover letter, and your resume to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And then come on in here and work your butt off and love every minute of it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app which allows you to listen to this radio show anywhere you go.
That's just right.
Get the app on your phone. Then you tune in to Sarah and Vinny, and then you listen. And
if you miss us in real time, we've got all our podcasts up there, too. You can hear the show whenever you want to.
Sorry, I didn't see that on there, but I see that now.
Right there on the script.
So dumb.
Stream away. Keep us on all the time.
You're going to love it. Radio.com. Here's what's happening. So the coronavirus, you may be hearing about this in the news. It's a big story because we may not have heard the whole story. It seems
like some little details have been...
News out of China hasn't been exactly forthcoming.
Huh. That's weird.
We've got, at this point, they say at least 80 dead. Due to the coronavirus. That's in China.
Yeah, we heard, what did we hear, Ben? 2019, 26, something like that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly we're up to 80?
Well, and then we heard that they're not being honest about how many people have this. And the, especially with the New Year celebration happening, I guess they were trying to keep a smile on their face. There's nothing wrong with optimism. And it's the new year.
Right.
There's a lot of partying to be done.
Yes.
But unfortunately, what we're hearing now is there's way more cases than we've heard. And that doesn't necessarily mean we're ever going to get a number put to it.
Right.
Had you heard a number?
I heard 3,000 this morning.
Okay.
But that's estimates based on information that we don't really have.
In fact, I even heard them use the term whistleblower. For the person who'd said, you guys aren't getting the story.
Yeah, the 219 people, mm-mm.
Right.
The other thing I heard was that they're figuring out, because we've got some infected people here too, they're saying it's days between the time you get it and the time you start to show symptoms, and you're infectious the whole time.
Right.
So there's possibly plenty of people walking around with this thing already.
They also are saying those paper masks that everyone likes to put on are not enough to keep. They might keep you from touching your face, which is one of the ways. Apparently, we touch our faces without realizing it 30 times an hour or something like that. I don't know.
I constantly touch my face.
Right. And I try not to because I've been told a million times it's bad for your skin. It's bad. It's bad. Stop doing that. But
you don't even know you're doing it.
Right. We don't. So anyway, the mask will help for that reason. Mm-hmm. But they're not tight on your face and they don't have a.
Yeah, they're not, you know, military grade.
Right.
Gas mask might help.
Yeah. That would help.
Yeah, probably.
Sure. Anyway, so that is what we're looking at now is that it's way worse than we'd heard. It's affecting markets, global markets, because of the fears. You know, that's...
Sure.
Markets are fun like that.
Yeah. All fear-based, you know.
So, yeah, here it is. Stock markets and the price of oil tumbled after China announced sharp increases in the number of people infected with the deadly virus. Anyway, that's the latest. There have been people in America with it, in California with it. So
Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Texas. Two California patients confirmed with coronavirus. That's as of yesterday, late afternoon. So it'll be more, I'm sure.
Are they saying anything about who's dying from this? Is this just...
Like the young or the old?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, is it people who have problems already? Or?
If you look up what coronavirus is, it doesn't seem like it should kill you.
Right.
But I guess...
Is it like a flu?
It's like a flu.
That's what it sounds like, the symptoms.
Right.
Just runny nose, a cough, headache.
Headache.
So I could see it's probably worse if you are elderly.
Yeah,
or very young.
So the people who are normally
compromised.
Yeah,
people who are normally in trouble with the flu. This is the same deal. Mm-hmm. All right.
So there's a 76-year-old woman named Barbara Heller in New York City. On Friday, she opened the window in her apartment on the 7th floor to get some fresh air, and then promptly fell out.
Oh my God! Did she lose her balance?
I don't know how you. You know what's funny?
There's something in me that won't let me get near a window that high up. I mean, I don't.
I was just dealing with this with my wife this weekend. For some reason, she feels like if she's too close to the edge of someplace high, that it's pulling her off.
Yeah.
Like she's
well,
doomed
a gust of wind
to catch a roll and fly right off the edge of the thing.
Because of course that's what direction you'd fall.
She is little, so a sharp gust of wind.
Yep. It's just fear of heights and this, for some reason.
So she doesn't want to go for a hike with me?
Even walking along a cliff with a railing gets her like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I'm like,
oh, I'm going to tumble. You're standing up. I feel it coming. Somersault.
I do understand how heights can make you a little, and I am afraid of heights,
sure,
I should say.
Sure, me too.
I'm not someone who could climb out this window and walk along the ledge and be like, look. I'm having fun.
I'm like Spider-Man.
I'm not like that. I have friends like that. Jason Sisko can do that,
yeah,
but
crazy people.
Not me.
He shouldn't though anymore. I mean,
no,
he's a big dude,
and he's old.
Know, right.
You're right.
We think we can do all these things, but
anyway, I don't know if this lady has a case of that. Oh, God!
And the magnet of the ground pulled her out the window.
But she fell more than 60 feet out her 7th-story window that she'd opened to get fresh air and survived.
Wow.
They
say survived and shouldn't have? Or
she landed on a bunch of boxes of fruit and vegetables.
Oh.
Oh, there's the boxes of fruit and vegetables right there. Oh, there's her.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, she's an older lady. How old do you say she is?
76.
Wow, how conveniently placed those boxes are. That is actually, there's nothing else on that street, and there just happened to be some squishy fruit boxes. How old?
There's
78?
76. Barbara Heller of New York City fell out her window from the 7th-story building she lives, or from her apartment on the 7th story of the building she lives in.
Wow.
She fell more than 60 feet and survived by landing on those boxes
of
landing fruit and vegetables.
Just right.
Oh, put sorry. Sorry. Yeah, all right. I'll put it. Or Vinny can hold it up there. It's that's a miracle because even...
There's a supermarket.
Landing there, you got to land the right way.
Right. There's a supermarket on the bottom floor of her building and they were loading in cases.
So she probably
from
has to
a food
pay for
delivery
all that.
Where she fell. Barbara wound up with a broken pelvis, a broken rib, a pierced lung, and some bruises, but she did live.
Wow, it's actually not that bad considering the distance.
I don't know this lady. I don't know what her experience with falling is, or you know.
Right.
I don't know what her instincts were. She's very lucky, but it seems like she must have somehow positioned herself in a way that worked out for her.
I can't picture myself falling off anything and not going, like, you know, trying to fly, pedaling my legs.
Dude, that whole trying to fly thing is for real.
Yeah,
people,
like, let me try it.
Right.
Oh!
Flapping your arms like you're going to catch air.
Right. Or run. You're going to just land running, hit the ground running. Didn't you tell us a story? Some guy fell off something. This was maybe a year ago. And he was like a diver or a gymnast or something. And he actually
pulled his body in tight, did like a quick flip, and figured out a way to land with the least amount of impact, and lived. Like I think he walked away.
No, I think he was gymnast and like stuck the landing perfectly, so he broke his legs, but saved his life.
Yeah. Right? No, I'm sure. There's no question. I was watching X Games for a few minutes over the weekend. They're in Aspen, and so they're doing all the winter sports.
Yeah.
And you see what these guys are doing, and it's absolute insanity. But they make it look so normal because they're launching 50 feet in the air.
Totally in control of their body.
And full on 50 feet, you know, distance or more. And they, these little teeny just didn't make the landing perfect because that's part of the judging. But they know how to fall. And these guys, even some of their falls where you see the arm goes out but then comes in and it's all part of this roll they're doing and you go... Any other person would have been dead.
Right.
Absolutely dead.
Every instinct is the thing that will ruin everything.
Right. But they know how to do it. And apparently this lady, lucky for her with the boxes, obviously that...
It was such an effort to lift the window. It was like all, you know, painted shut. And she just sort of like passed out from the effort. And so she just fell like a like a wet rag.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
She's 76.
It so doesn't make any sense that you'd open your window and somehow fly right out of it.
Just ask your wife about it. Oh, yeah. If I opened a seventh floor window, I'd be right at it, obviously.
Maybe it's just one of those windows that you open out, you know, with the handle, and then she just...
Maybe. They look like double hung, you know, where you lift up the bottom section. Yeah. Just from the photo. You can't really tell. But they don't look like those. What are those called? Casement windows. Casement? They open outward?
I don't know. But, you know, I mean, every now and then you see a fall from someone where you go, wow, that was just a curb. And you turned that into an absolute stunt.
A train crash.
What just happened?
Yikes.
Okay. You say so.
Well, get your hands out there.
How about a fast
fact? Fast fact. I love those. No. Fast fact. Yeah. Oh.
We call chicken and turkey legs drumsticks because it wasn't polite to say the word leg at the dinner table in the 1700s and 1800s.
Really?
Thigh and breasts were called dark meat and white meat back then, too, for the same reason, because you didn't call...
You didn't name out body parts.
Breast meat.
Is it because they were thinking about actual breasts? Like, then the women would be like, oh, God, breast meat, too.
Well, yeah.
Thigh meat? My creamy thighs?
Don't you think?
I don't know.
It's got to be, right?
I guess so, right. I thought they called them drumsticks because it kind of looked like drumsticks. Boom, kaboom, 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 kaboom. You know, you'd hit like the big kettle drum with the drum.
No. Sure. I'm learning it from you now.
Well, I'll teach you about it. I'm a good drum teacher. Yeah, Tommy.
Did you guys jam this weekend, by the way?
No. This weekend was very, very low key.
Because of dryuary, are you just not even singing anymore?
No, I'm singing. I mean, John still plays guitar all the time, but we didn't. Like, we actually, our friends canceled on us, like, late on Friday.
Oh, because they don't want to be with dry Sarah.
Yeah, you know, that's my suspicion, but they say they have a cold. So I was
like, that's going around.
I know. I believe them. Then we still have fun together, even when we're not drinking. But it's over this week.
Oh, you're excited.
I am.
You miss it.
Well, it's just, John is just brutal. Like, every time he cracks a beer, he's just like, ah. You know, just hold it up in front of me. He goes to cheers my water with me. I'm like, it's been fine, though. It's good. It's good for me. I had a very productive weekend. Oh, my God. We watched that movie, The Lighthouse.
That Anthony
liked?
It's
like a horror movie. Well, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. It looked like it was, you know, it has big names in it. Willem Dafoe and that Robert Pattinson's Batman,
I'll tell you something else, and then I want you to finish, but... that kid, Robert Pattinson, turns up in Harry Potter 4.
Yeah, he's Cedric Diggory.
So he wasn't in any of the other ones, right?
No, and he's only in this one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, go on. So you watch The Lighthouse.
So we watch it. That is the worst movie I've ever seen. Like, we kept waiting for there to be something interesting or like a twist or, oh, I bet you it's this, I bet you... No! What an awful movie.
The mermaid sex?
Now!
That wasn't good.
You do get to see a mermaid lady area, though. It's like, whoa, oh. Look at that. I guess I could see that that would work like that.
From front or back?
From the front. From the front. It's all sort of lacy and foldy. Yeah, I know. That was like the
so
one.
So it doesn't look like a normal lady.
No,
area.
It's like if one was, you know, if like you could picture a fish's lady area.
Yeah, I don't ever want
but
to
like
do that.
Sort of frilly, curtainy. But yeah, horrible movie. Absolutely horrible. Boring, horrible, stupid.
Did you guys stick it out?
We did. We sat there and listen, the bad part is that I'm like, I hardly ever insist. I'm like, I really want to watch this. My intern said it was great. Like a couple texters said, yeah, The Lighthouse is good. It's got 91% and everyone's like, all right, we'll do it. We sat and watched, we're 15 minutes in. I'm thinking to myself, oh no.
I'm like, going to kill that kid.
I have just forfeited my right to ever insist on a movie again, you know?
They're going to just say, Sarah, shut up.
No doubt. And they should. God, what a piece of poo. It's worse than The American. It's like that George Clooney movie.
I like The American.
No, terrible movie.
That wasn't a terrible
movie.
Well,
listen, it's not as terrible as The Lighthouse.
I understood that guy's storyline.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get right.
Mm-hmm.
And he had so many things in his
oh boy,
history.
Why did I bring this up?
That he related to the prostitute because she had her own.
Yeah, you didn't. You were fine with the suspension of disbelief where he's in the downtown dining establishment, like on a hooker, like right. I just meets her and goes, and then the whole we're going to run away together.
What part of he's killed a thousand people?
So he's
for
like,
living through
F
his
it.
Years.
I'm just going to go for it. Herpes be damned, or whatever else might be going on.
Right.
Yeah, no, I totally bought that. You're right. I take it back. And actually, I will give you this. American, 10 times better than the Lighthouse.
Okay,
oh
good.
Oh, my God. Horrible movie at one point. And my God, there's so much man gravy in it. Like, cannot stop happening.
I could have done I don't know without what you mean. Hearing about that.
Listen, I'm just trying to warn you off this movie. Don't do it.
You mean baby making?
Mm.
Oh, really?
No, my God. Can that not... Is that falling?
Is it a porn?
No.
Then why is that in there?
And it's all like, everything's like damp. Like, everything everywhere. It's like they're in this lighthouse and it's just like...
All right.
It's awful. Everything is awful.
All right. Well, you didn't like it.
Yeah. I bet I made some people want to watch it now. Don't do it.
How many things out of things?
Zero things out of things.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's a couple. 831 says Kobe did have his own helicopter, same model as crashed. So they're, I guess, saying
they think it's that was the one. It makes sense. Well, of course he took his private helicopter. He's Kobe Bryant. I mean, I don't know what he's worth, but or was worth. I'm sure, he could afford a helicopter.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that's absolute. That's why I was thinking. I knew when I'd heard that he used to take helicopters to games, I thought.
Why would you commute any other way?
That he has one, and that might be the one that he died in, is because he's gotten used to just
skipping the traffic.
Right,
skipping the traffic. People said that Vanessa, the wife, was always posting on social media that they're flying here and there in the helicopter just to avoid traffic. But a lot of people are saying it's because of his bad back; he couldn't sit in a car for more than a couple hours.
Mm.
I think what they athletes have things. There's no question about that. But sitting still in a car for 2+ hours and then trying to go play a game at peak isn't happening.
Right.
Like, you are stiff and
yes.
So
you know how you get just getting out of a gas station an hour into a ride, you're just like, wow, I'm folded up.
And especially his height.
Right.
Right.
So I could see that. It made economic sense for him.
I'm sure it did.
To just own the thing.
$600 million is what his estate is worth.
$600 million? Dang.
Damn.
He didn't get that just from basketball.
Oh, no.
That
no,
must
no.
be a Nike thing.
I'm sure.
Endorsements, for sure.
Right. Gotta be. Just like Bill Graham, the pilot was following 101 in heavy fog and didn't realize a hill was upon him.
Oh, goodness.
Mm. Awful. It just seems so avoidable. That's what I just hate, things that could have gone another way. Ugh.
The news said Kobe's pilot was not supposed to be flying. It was too foggy, and he asked special permission saying he could fly. They just should have said no to the fog. Bad decisions. Mm.
Mm.
But
At that point, they got to get there, and they've left enough room to get there by helicopter, but not by car.
Well, I mean, if you knew your life was on the line,
yes,
which you
would
don't
say,
think of,
we'll skip
you'd
that
go,
game.
Anything isn't worth it.
Right.
Name it. It's not worth your life.
They just didn't. It just, I guess it became routine. This is how we get places.
Hello, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
Hello.
Love you all. I believe chupi comes from Spanish-Portuguese word chupita.
Chupita.
Pacifier.
Mm-hmm. I looked it up. Chupita or chupon.
Chupon.
Chupon is also Spanish for pacifier.
There you go. Huh? That's why we call it a chupi.
A chupi.
I was afraid you were going to say it's a bad word in Spanish and I need to stop saying it. Oh. So I'm glad that it's worked out.
Yes. It turns out it is what it is.
Some other words I've used in the past I've been told are not okay. And I find myself going, but I say that.
Yeah. Stop saying that. Kobe Bryant, the Grammys, and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.